I'm Susan Bentz with the WUWM Newsroom. Nowhere was the disconnect between the call for change and staunch support for police more clearly drawn than in downtown Kenosha Saturday. In one corner, actually in Civic Park, at least 400 people, many wearing variations of red, white, and blue, participated in the Back the Blue rally. Across the street, about 100 people held signs proclaiming, "We back the people," and "I can't breathe." Most of that group stood on the steps of the county courthouse, but a handful positioned themselves combatively in the face of police officers who stoically stood their ground. Meanwhile, in the Back the Blue crowd, applause broke out as former Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark picked up the megaphone. Clark defended law enforcers and denigrated the nearby protesters.
You know what? They barked up the wrong tree.
Clark went on to say if he saw, quote, one of ours under attack, he'd jump into the fray. Suddenly, a woman, upset with Clark's message, jumped on the stage with him, shouting, "Black Lives Matter." The mood shifted as if hit by lightning. The crowd began to shout, "Blue Lives Matter." Kenosha native Brian Little looked on from the Reform the Blue side, saying he could feel the hate in the air.
To be honest with you, I did bring a pot and pan because I was going to be disruptive, but I took a step back and I said, no. So, you know, I'm not going to try to be a disruptor. I truly want to hear what they have to say. I wish the counter-protesters weren't so volatile. It just creates the division. We don't need that at this time right now. We need to come together.
Little said without each side listening to the other and finding ways to compromise, standoffs like this will not end. Onlooker Martin Schneider's opinion was dramatically different. He was attending the pro-police rally.
In Kenosha, yeah, there's never been a problem. I'm not just being Chamber of Commerce here. What happened was over the decades, and I grew up here, there are multi-races all over the city. We all get along. And if they don't, there's law enforcement to take care of whatever the problems might be.
While the Reform the Blue protesters continued their call for change, Racine resident Lisa Bell attended the Back the Blue event and left feeling better.
I've become kind of depressed because I don't know what's happening in this country. I really don't. I mean, I have no problem with the Black Lives Matter people being upset with the Floyd death. I'm upset with that as well. But I think some of the other things that are going on, all the destruction, it's just not necessary. And it was sort of reinvigorating to hear Sheriff Clark.
Kenosha resident Jenna Rodriguez, her two young daughters at her side, without words or a sign, stood only slightly removed from the Reform the Blue group. While she initially told me she came because one of her daughters wanted to, there was more to Rodriguez's story.
Oh, my husband, he's Hispanic. So I know that he's been racially profiled by the police many times, just walking to work.
Rodriguez looked out on the scene, she said, with hope.
I do. This is the first time I've ever seen this in my life. This much support coming out. So while the changes might not be huge right now, I do think that every small step does count.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.